Hello and welcome. You are tuned into the Money Control podcast series FutureWise, where we bring you the latest and upcoming trends in education and careers. I'm your host, M. Saraswati, and today we have with us a very special guest, Sumeet Jain, co-founder and higher education expert at YogTech. Now, all of us have seen the US election results, where Joe Biden is the US president-elect and he is expected to take over in January 2021. But how does it affect Indian students, and what happens to Indian students going to the US for higher education next year onwards? Let us hear from Sumeet as to what are some of the changes that are expected. Hello, Sumeet. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Saraswati. Thank you for having me.
So first of all, Sumeet, overall, election of Joe Biden as the next US president-elect seems like a good, a positive development for the Indian students, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So would we expect more flexibility as far as, getting more international students to the country, or, if also kind of enabling them to stay back after their education and study there?
This whole thing, I'll tell you that most of the changes which are going to happen right now is going to be for the students from the sentiment perspective. If you see the law change, not a lot has changed in the last 4 years of Trump as well. So on that front, it seems like not change very quickly. But what really happened is that the sentiments had gone really negative. So students, earlier there were a lot of students who were very much focused on US had started looking at backup option as well. There are a lot of students who are still very much, even in the Trump administration, were very focused that they want to go for US education only. But there are a lot of people who are on the fence who are looking at other countries as well. So here what makes a big difference is the sentiment change is a very important thing. Policy changes might not be immediate, but even if the policy changes, there are no rhetoric around it that, it's going to ban students, it's going to cut down on OPT. Any of those thoughts are not going to be, rhetoric is not something which we are hearing. So in that sense, I feel that sentiments are going to be very positive, and people are expecting that whatever changes are going to happen in the positive direction. Whereas with Trump administration, people always thought that if the changes happen, they're going to happen in the negative direction. And especially during the COVID, when they had started with the student cancellation of student visa, they decided online course, which was actually which had to be rescinded. But that was something which really brought a lot of mistrust with Trump.
Okay. But would we expect that, right now, as far as US education is concerned, classes are still online? And even when the new president comes in, do you think there could be any further relaxation for students, or especially on the student visa front?
So relaxation on the visa front, I'm not very sure, because the policy changes don't happen that easily. One thing is that for Biden has kept saying that he's going to make, he is very much pro quality, skilled labor immigration. So he is going to be, the H-1 that is going to be there, we might see a new form of H-1 visa. If that happens, what happens is students get really good confidence, because Indian students especially are of good quality who are going for some, who are looking at quality of education when they're going there. And they, most of the Indian students go for master's education. So they automatically qualify for that skilled labor workforce. So in that sense, it might be very good, but it's too early to say anything right now. But the sentiments are super positive right now. What I can see from students, it's very positive.
So maybe students who would say kind of drop their plans to study in the US would kind of have a relook. Would you think that could happen?
Oh yes, certainly. In fact, a lot of universities are also officially not saying anything. But when you talk to them, they are also quite confident that, maybe the next season might just be a bumper for them because of this.
But would the, COVID-related issues still continue? Because, classes are still online. A lot of students keep asking us as to whether it makes sense to go to the US, considering that, probably a majority of the first year could be completely online. Because the whole experience of studying in an institute in the US is to be there and experience the local, culture and the education system there face to face, rather than having an online sort of a course. But are we seeing any movement on that front?
So students, I'm seeing that a lot of students who already have admits are now applying for visas and are waiting for their visa date. That's where the biggest bottleneck is right now. Some students have started their courses online and they are fine with it. Most of them have deferred their admission for spring, which has already come now, or to the maybe the next fall. But the biggest challenge right now is to process so many visas in a short time for the US government. So that's something which where people are struggling. Most of the students are fine with deferring maybe. So they now, if you see, in the past few months also, in where the COVID things were very high, even that time there have been students who have actually traveled on campus. They've gone to US. That fear, I would say, is not that high, which was there in May, June. So that has changed. At master's level, it definitely doesn't make sense to complete the whole course online or most of the course online. But undergrad level, even if they're doing one semester, it's just like 1/8 of the course they're doing online. So these things, again, it is very fluid, I would say, depending on what is the situation, current situation in India and the situation in the US. Depending on those two factors, we are seeing a lot of movement. If you see in September, the situation in India was really bad, and that's when a lot of students were fine to go abroad. They were like, even if they are going abroad, it's better than India. So that's a situation which is very fluid.
Okay, alright. But with the change, you know, with the election results as well, could we also see, you know, President-elect Joe Biden has also been very vocal about giving opportunities to students from probably countries and from, you know, families who probably cannot afford the kind of education or the kind of fees that is charged by a lot of these institutes. So could we see a lot more movement on, say, more government-led funding and more scholarships for students, especially from developing markets like ours?
I think that might happen because there were a lot of funding cuts which were happening earlier. A lot of times the universities were arm-twisted with calls for, you know, reducing federal funding. So in that sense, I feel that with Biden, funding might be coming back. Funding might increase students, which in turn would even help international students as well. So that's something which we can expect. Again, too early to say anything of this sort. But if the things move, it will be in that direction. So that's the good thing. That's what I'm saying. That, you know, if things move, they're going to move in the positive direction, not in the negative direction.
Okay. All right. Sure. Yeah. So with just one last question from my side. Yeah. So overall, you know, initially, before, of course, the results were declared, there was this expectation that US will kind of drop off from being the most popular destination because of COVID and because of probably the whole negative sentiment, as you kind of rightly mentioned. So now US is back as a number one. I mean, it was number one as far as the number of students are being sent, but as you rightly pointed out, the sentiments had kind of, you know, become a little negative. So going forward, you think the gap will only widen between, you know, the popularity gap between the US and the few other countries with students typically plan?
Yes, I think that, you know, a lot of market share that US had lost, it will regain over the years. It might not happen immediately because studying abroad, there is some gestation period where students decide to apply to when they actually enroll. So maybe a year or two, and by 2022 we will see that kind of the numbers pick up again. So that's something which we should definitely see. The US numbers should be rising soon.
Sure. Thank you, Sumit. Thank you so much for your insight.
Thank you, Saraswati, for having me.
So overall, it is a win-win for Indian students with Joe Biden taking over as the next US president. That wraps up today's episode of FutureWise. If you listeners have any topics or want to offer any comments on the covered topics, please write to us on mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and other updates, stay logged on to moneycontrol.com. Thanks for listening.